Greetings, car enthusiasts, and welcome to Auto Influence, your source for a unique take on current auto news.
Today on Auto Influence, we explore Chevy's decision to wipe their slate at least partially clean. At this point, where we find ourselves edging towards 2019, few people remain unaware of Ford's announcement from earlier this year confirming that they'd be phasing out their line of sedans to refine their focus on crossovers. Now, we counted ourselves firmly a part of the camp who approved of this decision, albeit not for the most common of reasons. While others applauded the decision as an affirmation that Ford was listening to the message that car buyers were sending them via their buying dollar, and making a commitment to practical, eco-friendly fare, we were simply not very big fans of Ford's jumbled and mismatched lineup of cars. So if the decision heralds a change-up, we're all for it. Now, Chevy has announced an almost mirrored strategy, discontinuing the enduring Impala, the ever-accessible Cruze, and even the innovative Volt, in an attempt to refine their own focus for the ever-changing palette of tomorrow's car buyers. And yes, once again, we're 100% on board. Buying habits aside, the majority of coupe and sedan stylings of late have felt progressively more uninspired and progressively less compelling as a result. If complacency sold cars, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But the proverbial pie is being cut up and redistributed so many ways that even tried and true automakers have a little choice but to throw their babies out with the bathwater. Take the Impala, for example. With six decades under its belt, one look tells you everything you need to know, that it deserves a rest. The Cruze always felt a bit like an oversold entry point to us, so we're honestly a bit surprised that it took a decade for its star to fade. In fact, it's only the Volt that caught us off guard. With only a few model years to its credit, the hybrid offering felt entirely competent among competitive offerings. One can only assume that the shift to full EV powertrains and demand for crossover versatility came like a double tap from a sniper rifle. And it goes without saying that such surgical decisions are interesting to be witness to. Mostly because it's doubtful that such decisions are driven by sales numbers alone. At no point were GM execs running down a list of sales numbers by model determined to execute the three bottom sellers, along with the Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CT6, and XTS, only to realize that they were all sedans. There was no coincidence because, let's be honest, the writing has been on the wall for the better part of three decades. The widespread integration of family-friendly SUV replacing the large segment of minivans in the early 90s was the sounding alarm. The late aughts depression and fuel crisis all but demanded a more economical alternative, and automakers have been smart to follow that momentum over the past 10 years. And now, with the majority of innovation tied to sustainable fuel alternatives, advanced safety and driver assistive features, and the introduction of autonomous technologies, the crossover makes the most suitable vessel. But setting aside the monotony of conscientious advances, let's take a minute to acknowledge the easily overlooked opportunities to infuse crossovers and SUVs with a bit of excitement. This is one area where both Ford and Chevy have experienced mixed results, although Chevy was certainly more consistent with their offerings. But Ford's redesign of the Expedition, their announcement of the resurrected Bronco, attached to a slightly undersized offering to be named at a later date, and an all-electric SUV to come, throws down a gauntlet. So was it any surprise when we learned of Chevy's plan to resurrect the Blazer, to face off against the Bronco in some sort of late 80s grudge match? Not really. And if we're being completely honest, there's a clear strength in the design language used. Sleek and angular, it addresses the bland aesthetics of recent model years that we've taken such issue with. A tasteful palette of colors helps to accentuate the appeal, while a refined yet modern cabin design creates one of the most enticing interiors we've seen in a while. It feels focused, earning Chevy a well-deserved pat on the back. So if we can expect more of this as a result of Chevy's refinement strategy, we say bring it on. Factor in two V6 engine configurations, both with variable valve timing, offering up to 305 horsepower and a confident 27 mpg highway rating, the Blazer is more than just a pretty face. And in all honesty, it makes us excited for what might be coming down the line. And to think, all that it cost us was a few lackluster four doors. Not a bad trade if you ask us. This has been Auto Influence. Thanks for listening.